Actually, another pleasure like desire for eating can be sublimated by taking prasadam. So, but can the sexual pleasure be sublimated? Well, sexual pleasure has multiple components to it. One is the physical component, the other is the emotional component. The third could be, I would say emotional and relational are similar, but they're not exactly the same. The relational component. Emotional component means I want someone who understands me. Relational component means I have someone with me whom I can go to. They're two slightly different things, but they're related. So, when people enter into a marital relationship, it's not just for the physical pleasure. The physical is of course very defining for most people, but it's not just that. If that is all that they wanted, then they could just go to a prostitute and get that. But people want relationships. So now, the physical aspect of the pleasure, that is something which in the renounced order we cannot get that. But the emotional and the relational, we can get that. If we have, as I said, some senior devotee who understands us, or some friend who understands us, then we can share our hearts with them. And if we have some friends, so one is about understanding and the other is about enduring connection. So if you have some friend, we may not even meet them regularly, but whenever we meet them, we have a heart-to-heart talk with them. And then that need for an emotional connection, other than need for a relationship, that can be fulfilled. And in fact, if that is not fulfilled, then staying in the renounced order is almost impossible. So we need good relationships, at least with some devotees. And we can't just artificially create good relationships. Yes, we want to make sure that we have cordial relationship with everyone. We don't want to be averse to anyone. But still, for us to have deep relationships, we need to have like-minded people. So for us, in our ashram, to find out a like-minded person with whom we can connect very nicely, that is vital. And to the extent that emotional need for emotional and relational need is taken care of, then the physical need can be subordinated. And of course, in today's culture, the physical need is the physical aspect of the relationship is aggravated because there is so much sensual propaganda all around. But even in many traditional marriages, after a particular age, people would, the physical aspect would go beyond, they would go beyond it. And then seven people go 40, 50, 60. The husband and wife are together, they're more as life partners than as objects of sense gratification for each other. Even if people are not spiritual, that aspect goes down gradually. Today there might be artificial stimulation in society because of which people say I take aphrodisiacs and take this and that to try to stay sexually active even afterwards. But this phase, say maybe age from 20 to 50 or something like that, when the body's sexual activity is there, the hormones are very strong, during that period to be without the need for physical, without physical indulgence, that is a challenge. But the other aspects can be fulfilled. That particular has to be tolerated and then transcended.